The battle against opioid abuse in rural America, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Since 2018, the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or ARCORP, has been whittling away at an opioid abuse problem in rural America. Megan Meacham heads Rural Strategic Initiatives at the Health Resources and Services Administration, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says the opioid program is her department's biggest line item in the budget. But, adds Meacham, it seems to be working the problem.
Through ARCORP, over the past 7 years, we've heard so many stories of the individuals who have been able to re-enter society after incarceration and be connected with services so that they could sustain long-term recovery. We've heard stories of high school-aged children having their lives saved because our ARCORP grantees were able to put naloxone in the schools and respond to an overdose event. We have communities that are building out the wraparound services and supports that didn't exist prior to the ARCORP funding in their communities, and then just establishing new prevention, treatment, and recovery services where none previously existed as well.
Meacham says their work has impacted more than 2 million persons so far. You can learn more on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.